You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Emily says that she has something that has to be brought to the airwaves.
I need to call Chair Bear out on something.
I've been nervous about this because you brought it up yesterday and I tried to grill her this morning. I was like, what the heck are you going to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
What do I do now?
I wouldn't give it up. So I am...
That's a first.
The gal, right. I know. Totally normal. So I'm the gal that, you know, I fart dream catchers and I sprinkle, you know, unicorn dust everywhere. And I'm all about positivity and motivation. And both of you utes have given me a little grief over the years for posting motivational messages online. You know, just little things like, you know, you're beautiful and, you know, you can get through this. Like goofy little things like that, which I think is just kind of perpetuating loveliness, right? And Jeremy, what are thoughts?
Thoughts are things.
I'm going to go ahead and need you to read me the screensaver on your computer right now, you big hypocrite.
This one just hit me the other day. It just says, stop being afraid of what could go wrong and start being excited about what could go right.
Okay.
I have never, ever put an inspirational post on my computer.
Okay, how about this picture that I took a few weeks ago?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You said that his screensaver, the only thing standing between you and your goal is the BS story you keep telling yourself as to why you can't achieve it.
Right.
So that's pretty motivational.
Yeah.
That's pretty uplifting.
Wolf of Wall Street.
That's pretty unicorn dust.
I know. You're wearing off on
What's gotten into you?
I don't know.
I think it's great.
I think it's great too. Yeah. A couple of these have hit me, you know, on some things that are going on in my life. So I put a butt up there and just remind myself.
Thoughts are things.
I'm not against the inspirational quotes. I'm against it when they're on Facebook and you're forcing it on other people and making them read it on Facebook.
They might need it too.
I let them deal with their own issues. I put it on my screen for me.
Did you go into his little studio down the hall, Emily, where he does most of his work? Did you see the poster? Go look behind the
door.
The poster he put up. It's the cat hanging that says,
Hang in there, baby.
He put that on the back of the door where
he's
working.
He's got some tough things going on in his life right now.
They don't even make those anymore.
Hang in there with that 10-month-old.
I think it's important to see statements that speak to you and to tell them to yourself over and over.
I get it.
Reminders set on my phones, that'll pop up. Sometimes I'll even have like the screensaver on my phone as a nice motivational message. Mm. I think it's important to repeat because you're putting out that energy.
Yeah. This is just a couple. I feel like you might be diluting the inspirational quotes and inspirational thoughts because you have so many of them and they're everywhere.
Because it's every single
day.
So
I feel like it's diluted
a
little bit.
Because you need to tell yourself these things as many times as possible to really believe in the magic. So one, I really...
So you're calling me out because I have this... I'm changing it right now.
Right. To what? What are you going to change to? Oh my God, that's another one!
Chuck Norris.
That's another one.
This one.
What does that one say?
No, it doesn't say anything. It's in the recycle bin.
Oh, he just had another one and there was a flower on it, Dom.
No, he just put it in the recycle bin. Suck it.
You're beautiful, Jeremy.
I'm just going to put it up there and it just says suck it.
Look, saying suck it does not change the fact that you have turned into a schmoopy kind of motivational poster dude.
Don't go overboard with this. This is two. She has spotted two.
That and the hang in there baby poster.
Shut up, it's not.
It's spreading. The love is spreading.
I'm fine. That's great. I feel good.
Go put on your fairy wings. Let's go fly. Come on. You can do it, baby.
Do you know some people, though, however, taking Emily out of the equation,
yes.
People whose whole lives is motivational posting stuff?
You see them on Facebook.
And occasionally what I think when I see one person whose every single post is some sort of motivational poster thing, I think you get to a point where if your whole life is just posting those things, you're not taking any action whatsoever.
It's diluted. Sure.
Yeah, you're just kind of like, oh.
It makes you feel good for like a millisecond where you're like, yeah, that's true. And then you move on.
Eventually, you've actually got to do the stuff that these posters are trying to motivate you to do.
Yes. I think that I post, everything that I post always kind of strikes a chord in me. But I'm thinking if I post five a week, then not everybody that I know is going to be, you know, really taken with all five of those. Mm-hmm. But if just one speaks to them.
I can affect just one person.
I do love the one. Emily put one on our door here to the studio.
Yes.
Be responsible.
Be responsible for the energy that you bring into this place. And that one really does hit home. And I think we've all kind of within the last 2 months at least, embraced that.
Absolutely.
Very much.
Yeah. Walking in and really just leaving it at the door and then coming in. And I, like,
so some of these goofy sayings work.
See, it does work. Quit bashing unicorns, you guys.
Come on.
Come on.
I'm sick of
it. We
are
not putting a dream catcher up in the studio. Don't even start with it. Don't even think it. It's not happening.
I'll make yours like a boy color.
No, I'm sorry. It's not going to happen.
I'll make it like a
dream catchers.
Navy blue.
Motivational. Every once in a while, I am labeled as a, quote, motivational speaker because I speak professionally. Mm-hmm. And I just, and people always call that a motivational speaker. And I always stop and say, I am not a motivational speaker because I'm that person who believes nobody can motivate you but you.
Right.
You're the only person. Now, there are people who can say some things that are inspiring. I get that. But as far as if you have to hire somebody to come speak to you to motivate you, you got bigger problems.
Sure.
That's what I think.
All right.
So I'm there for to entertain and to inspire, but you got to motivate yourself.
Yeah. Right.
And if it requires putting things on your screensaver,
why not?
Whatever it takes.
Positive reinforcement.
I'm just training my brain to be positive and hopeful in every moment of every day. It's just training. That's why I don't go to the gym, because it's all in my head.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's why I have dreams as big as my thighs.
Strong cranium.
Well, listen.
Big old thighs.
Only thing I can tell you about that is hang in there, baby.
Shut up!
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.